弟兄姊妹都知道，昨天晚上我们已经交通过。
As brothers and sisters know, yes, last night we have shared.
作为一个基督徒，要知道神的托付是很重要的一件事情。
As a Christian, it is extremely important to know what God has entrusted to us.
但是呢，如果光是知道神的托付还是不够的。
Yet if we only merely know what God has entrusted to us, that is not enough.
要能忠于神的托付，那是更重要。
But it's even more important that we are faithful to that trust.
就像摩西一样。
And just as Moses.
他有山上的启示。
He received that revelation on the mountain.
他清清楚楚知道神的心意是什么。
Very clearly, he know what God's desire is.
但是当他下山的时候,
Yet, after he went down the mountain,
我们看见他有山下的忠心。
We saw that he was faithful, when he came down from the mountain.
他把神启示他的，用他的忠心呢，能够把它实现出来。
He used his faithfulness to execute which God has entrusted to him.
啊，我们的神不是光讲道理。
Now, God is not merely one who only speaks doctrine.
他总是要有一个实际。
He has reality.
他的话怎样说，事情就应该怎样成就。
Whatever his words say, that will be it.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们不仅需要明白认识神的托付。
Today, not only do we strive to know what God has entrusted to us,
我们还需要忠心地来持守这个托付。
But we must also be faithful to hold fast to this trust.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is an extremely important matter.
我们昨天晚上也讲到。
Last night, we also shared.
那么在忠心的事情上面
In this matter of faithfulness,
圣经很清楚告诉我们因着我们和神之间所建立的三种不同的关系
In the scriptures, it also tells us because of the three relationships which we have with God.
我们和神之间我们和主之间有夫妻的关系
Now with the Lord, we have this relationship of a husband and wife.
我们有朋友的关系
We have this relationship of a friend.
我们有主人和仆人之间的关系
And we also have this relationship between a master and a servant.
那么因此神要求我们呢要在他的名上忠心
Therefore, God requires for us to be faithful upon his name.
我们要对主自己忠心
We must be faithful to the Lord himself.
我们要对神的托付忠心
And we must also be faithful to God's trust.
但是你读教会历史的时候
But when we read church history,
或是我们看看今天地上的教会
Or when we look at the church today,
在这三方面都能够忠心的人并不太多
There are not too many who are faithful upon these three areas
弟兄姊妹们按理讲每一个人都应该忠于主的名忠于主的自己忠于主的托付
And brothers and sisters by reason we all ought to be faithful to the Lord's name himself and his trust
但是事实上我们看见好像有的人只忠于主的名
Yet the fact is we see some only are faithful to the Lord's name
他们和主自己主之间呢并没有建立很亲密的交通关系
They themselves have not established a very intimate relationship with the Lord
也有人他们和神之间 有亲密的关系
Others have a very close relationship with the Lord
但是竟然可以完全不知道神的托付是什么
Yet they can be completely oblivious to what God's trust is
就像今天在这个世界中一样
Just as in this world
有的人呢他们那个真是非常的爱国。
There are many who are very patriotic.
他们对那个国家的领袖啊，他们是非常的忠诚的。
And they are very loyal to the leaders of that nation.
但是可能呢，他是一辈子都没有见过这个领袖。
But perhaps they have never seen this leader in their lifetime.
他就忠于这个名。
They are just faithful to that name.
他从来没有见过，当面见过。这个领袖
Yet they have never met this leader face to face.
弟兄姊妹们在属灵的世上好也出现这样的情形
Brothers and sisters, spiritually, that also can happen.
按理讲不应该是这样的光景
Reasonably, that should not be the condition.
但是事实上我们看见有的人只忠于主的名
But the fact is, we do see some who are only faithful to the Lord's name.
和主之间并没有建立多少亲密的关系
Yet they do not have established a very close relationship with the Lord.
我也认识过一些弟兄姊妹他们个人在属灵的生活上和主这关系是非常的亲密。
I've come to know some brothers and sisters who have an extremely close relationship with the Lord in their daily walk.
但是呢，对于神的托付，对于神的旨意
Yet,
他们几乎是完全几乎好像 是空白的。
Yet as to God's will or what God has entrusted to us, they seem to not know it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不正常的一个情况。
And brothers and sisters, that is an abnormal condition.
所以一个完整的忠心。
Therefore, to be completely faithful,
必须包括三件事情。
We must have these three aspects.
你要忠于主的名。
We must be faithful to the Lord's name.
忠于主的自己。
Faithful to himself.
也忠于主的托付。
And also faithful to his trust.
啊，我们昨天用摩西作为例子说明。
Last night we used Moses as the example.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
摩西是忠心的一个完整的一个见证。
Moses
榜样。
Was a perfect example of a perfect testimony of faithfulness.
他不仅认识知道主的名，他也忠于主的名。
Not only does Moses know the name of the Lord, but he was also faithful to it.
他与主之间有朋友的关系。
He also had this relationship as a friend with the Lord.
和主之间有亲密的交通。
He had a very close relationship with the Lord.
那么他也明白神的托付。
He also knew of God's trust.
所以他也忠心于神的托付。
Therefore, he was also faithful to that trust.
在旧约圣经里面。
Therefore, in the Old Testament.
神用摩西做了一个忠心的榜样。
God has used Moses as this perfect example of faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹，这个是今天对于我们是很重要的一个激励。
Brothers and sisters, that's extremely important encouragement for us today.
我们知道越到末了的时代。
We know as the end days draw near.
这个忠心的呼召是格外来的重要。
This calling for faithfulness is even more important to us.
我们讲到神今天在教会中间，他所注意的是忠心的人。
We say that God is regard those who are faithful in His church.
也许我们没有什么恩赐。
Perhaps we don't have many gifts.
也许我们没有什么才干。
Many talents.
但是如果我们能忠心在神的跟前。
Yet if we're being faithful in His presence.
弟兄姊妹，将来你就要得奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, we'll receive the reward.
这是一个很大的一个激励。
And this is a very great encouragement.
盼望今天主让我们能够听见主在这末后时代的一个重要的呼召。
And may the Lord cause us to hear this very important calling in these last days.
让我们都能成为一个忠心的人。
So that we can be one who is faithful.
这是昨天晚上我们已经和弟兄姊妹们交通过了。
And this is what we have shared last night.
那么今天晚上呢？
For this evening,
我要和弟兄姊妹讲到。
I want to share with brothers and sisters.
在乱世的当中，我们如何来尽忠心？
It is in such a generation when there is so much turmoil, how can we be faithful?
我想先请弟兄姊妹和我读一些的圣经。
I ask brothers and sisters to turn to these Bible passages with me.
我们先读启示录第十七章。
Let's first turn to Revelation chapter 17.
启示录第十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。
He shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
我们晓得这是末后时代一个很重要的呼召。
And we know this is a very important calling in the last days.
主要得罪一般蒙召被选有忠心的人。
God is to gain for himself a group who are the called, the chosen, and the faithful.
我们回头看创世纪第一章。
If we go, turn back to Genesis chapter 1,
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
创世纪第一章第一第二节。
Genesis chapter 1.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
Verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void.And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
撒母耳记上第二章
First Samuel chapter 2.
第三十五节
Verse 35.
我要为自己立一个忠心的祭司，他必照我的心意而行，我要为他建立坚固的家。他必永远行在我的受膏者面前。
And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
第十九节到二十一节。Verses 19 through 21.
And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
第七章第二节,
Chapter 7, verse 2.
约柜在基列临许久,过了二十年,以色列全家都倾向耶和华。
And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, and the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
我们看以西结书第44章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 44.
以西结书第44章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
第10节到16节。
Verses 10 to 16.
当以色列人走迷的时候，有利未人远离我，就是走迷离开我随从他们的偶像，他们必担当自己的罪孽。然而他们必在我的圣地当仆役，照管殿门，在殿中供职，必为民宰杀燔祭牲和平安祭。 必站在民前伺候他们，因为这些利未人曾在偶像前伺候这民，成了以色列家罪孽的绊脚石。所以我向他们起誓，他们必担当自己的罪孽。这是主耶和华说的：他们不可亲近我，给我供祭司的职分，也不可挨近我的一件圣物，就是至圣的。他们却要担当自己的羞辱。
And the Levites that are gone away far from me, when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having charge of the gates of the house and ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offerings and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister unto them, because they ministered unto them before their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place. But they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house for all the service thereof and for all that shall be done therein.
以色列人走迷离开我的时候，祭司利未人撒都的子孙仍看守我的圣所。他们必亲近我，侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前，将脂油与血献给我。这是主耶和华说的。他们必进入我的圣所，就近我的桌前侍奉我。
But the priests of the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, said of the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge.
48章第11节和12节
Chapter 48, verses 11 and 12.
这地要归于撒都的子孙中，成为圣的祭司，就是那守我所吩咐的。当以色列人走迷的时候，他们不像那些利未人走迷了，这要归于他们为供地，是全地中至圣的供地，挨着利未人的地界。It
shall be for the priests that are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, which went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this oblation of the land that is offered shall be unto them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites.
我们从圣经里面可以很清楚地看见
From the Bible we can see very clearly
有一个黑暗的势力，一个敌对的势力。
There is this power of darkness, a power of opposition.
总是当神有一点作为的时候呢，他就进来做破坏的工作。
That is when God has his work, there is also this work of destruction.
在创世纪第一章我们就看见
Even in Genesis chapter 1, we can see that.
那么我们都知道神原先创造了一个天地。
Now we know in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
但是这位堕落的天使长成为魔鬼，他进来做了破坏的工作。
But this archangel, he was fallen and he became the devil and he entered with this work of destruction.
他所做的工作呢，就使地空虚混沌，渊灭黑暗。
And the work which he did caused this land to be formless and void and it was covered with water.
我们晓得这就是今天仇敌的工作。
And we know that is the work of the enemy today.
每一次当神有一点作为的时候
Whenever the work of God is at work,
那么他就要进来做破坏的工作。
The enemy will come in to do work of destruction.
他就使整个的情况变成空虚混沌，渊灭黑暗。
It will cause the whole situation to be formless and void and covered with darkness.
所以我们知道这是今天教会在地上所遇见的一个很大的难处。
Therefore, we realize that is a great difficulty which the church faces today.
因为魔鬼总是不希望神的工作能很顺利的进展。
Because the devil never desires for the work of God to do smoothly move forward.
所以每一次当有一些光景好一点的时候，他立刻进来就把这个环光景把它破坏。
Therefore, when the conditions seem to go well, he immediately will come in and to destroy it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们看见在整个教会的历史或者旧约的历史也好
We're able to see throughout church history or in our meeting.
神的百姓不断地遭遇到仇敌这样的一个工作。
Now, the people of God have always encountered this opposition from the enemy.
所以这个混乱的事情在历史上层出不穷啊。
Therefore, we can see many examples of this confusion and turmoil throughout history.
当我们讲到这个乱世的时候
And when we speak on this generation
of confusion, 我们还不是光是指的今天世界外面世界上的混乱。
We're not only speaking of the turmoil in this external world.
实在来讲这个外面世界的混乱这个影响还不是最大。
In fact, the confusion, the turmoil we have externally, that is not the greatest influence.
今天仇敌所要制造的混乱呢，更是在神的百姓当中。
But the confusion which the enemy has at work is among God's people.
所以每一次当有这个混乱的情况出现的时候
Therefore, when there is such work of confusion that appears,
神的百姓都遇见一个非常艰难的一个时候。
The people of God encounter a very difficult time.
那么就在这样的光景中
Even in such a condition,
弟兄姊妹我们能看见神在这里呼召人。
We can see God is still calling for people.
特别呼召一般忠心的人。
Especially calling for a group of faithful people.
当这般人能被神得着的时候。
And when this group of people is gained by God.
所以许多的时候他们就把这个混乱的光景呢就把它归正。
Then this group of people can turn around this time of confusion.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
教会在地上
the church on earth,
不可能不遇见仇敌的工作。
We will encounter the work of the enemy.
但是呢
Yet,
教会里面不能缺少忠心的人。
In the church, there cannot lack those who are faithful.
哪里有忠心的人
Wherever there are those who are faithful,
哪里的光景就能够被扭转。
Then there the condition can be adjusted.
所以我们从旧约的历史里面可以很清楚地看见。
We can see this very clearly from the history of the Old Testament.
在有一些非常可怕黑暗混乱的时代里面。
There are many times where it was very dreadful, very dark.
从人的观点上来看几乎是绝望的。
From man's viewpoint, it seemed hopeless.
但是呢当神得着一般忠心的人的时候呢
Yet, when God is able to gain for himself a group of faithful people,
我们看见这个整个的局面就开始有个扭转。
We're able to see then the situation completely turns around.
老实讲我们按照神的心意来说
Truthfully, when we speak of God,
今天我们在地上也是碰见一个空前混乱的时代。
We can see we're facing adversity, a confusion have never seen before.
教会也是遇见一个非常黑暗的一个时期。
The church is also entering into a very dark time.
那你看见虽然今天地上神的百姓成千上万。
Even though we see the people of God are in the thousands, millions today.
但是就着神的旨意上来讲的话呢。
Yet, according to the will of God.
弟兄姊妹那个光景显出来是非常的弱。
Our brothers and sisters, that condition is extremely weak.
所以我常常感觉就着 外面的工作上来讲，今天地上的教会是空前的一个膨胀。
Therefore, when we look at externally from the work, the church seems to be very prosperous like never before.
在教会历史上，从来没有一个时期像今天有这么多信主的人。
Throughout church history, it seems as if there has never been these numbers of those who believe in the Lord.
光是中国，一个中国就增加了几千万的圣徒。
Even only in China alone, there are tens of millions that believe in the Lord.
所以就是福音的工作来讲。
Therefore, when we look at it from the work of the gospel,
这可以说是一个空前一个发展的一个时代。
We can see this development is never seen before.
但是就着神的托付、神的见证来说呢。
But as to the testimony of God, what He has entrusted us,
这也是一个空前暗淡的一个时代。
This is also extremely dim and weak.
并不是很多神的儿女都明白神的心意。
There are not many children of God who know the desire.
我们觉得仇敌有非常厉害的工作在神的百姓当中。
And we know there is tremendous work of the enemy among God's people.
就像在教会历史上面。
Just as in church history.
弟兄姊妹，看在旧约的历史上面。
When we look at the history in the Old Testament.
当仇敌的工作进到神的百姓当中的时候。
When the work of the enemy enters among God's people.
我们看见神的百姓就陷落在一种空前的危机当中。
We're able to see that God's people has fallen into a crisis.
神的见证在神的百姓中间好像就失落。
It seems as if God's testimony amongst His people is gone.
但是感谢
But we thank God.
神得着了一般少数的人。
God gains for him a few people.
当他们能忠心在神的跟前的时候。
And when those people are faithful unto God.
这个整个的情况就有这个转机。
Then there is a turning point to this condition.
所以我们希望从主的话语里面。
Therefore, from the word of God.
从过去所发生的历史里面。
From the history which we can see.
那么我们得着一点的这个教导。
We can gain such teaching.
让我们知道如何在今天这个时代的里面。
So that we would know in this generation today.
我们能效法这些忠心的人他们的脚步。
How we can imitate the footsteps of these faithful people.
我们能使主的托付、主的见证在我们中间能够持续的往前。
So that God's trust and His testimony upon us can move forward.
所以我在旧约圣经里面。
Therefore, in the Old Testament.
我找到两段的历史。
I found these two histories.
弟兄姊妹们，这两段历史都是非常典型的。
My brothers and sisters, these two histories are very a good example for us.
我们看见神的百姓以色列如何落在失败的光景。
We can see the people of God, the Israelites, how they have fallen into weakness and defeat.
仇敌如何在神的百姓中制造了这么多的混乱。
And how the enemy has created such confusion amongst them.
并且经过相当漫长的时间。
And through a very long period of time.
那么神在那里得着少数一般人，扭转整个的局面。
God is able to gain a few people who can turn the situation around.
那么我想第一段我们想到的就是在撒母耳的年间。
Now, the first part of history we can see is in the days of Samuel.
神所带进的一个复兴。
And the revival which God brought forth.
我们知道撒母耳的当时他的背景。
Now we know the background of Samuel.
就是整个的士师记。
And that is all the book of Judges.
我们读士师记的人都晓得这是以色列历史中相当黑暗的一段时间。
For those who read the book of Judges know this time is an extremely dark time
in the history of Israelites. 神的百姓在神的面前失职。
The people of God has lost their ministry, the service before God.
他们从约书亚那个荣耀的时代里面开始堕落到士师记里面极其失败的光景。
From the glorious days of Joshua, they have fallen into these very dark days of the judges.
并且这个年日呢，有450年之久。
And this is a long period for over 400 years.
这么长期的一段黑暗的时期。
For such a long period of time.
弟兄姊妹们，百姓受仇敌的欺压。
Brothers and sisters, the people of God were suppressed by the enemy.
我们晓得本来我们神的儿女，我们是在仇敌之上。
Now we know as children of God, we should be above the enemy.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们是与基督一同坐在天上。
In Ephesians chapter 2, we know those of us who are saved by grace were seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
教会应该是在属天的境界中远超过众仇敌。
Now the church ought to be seated above, far above the enemy.
今天神的百姓选民也是一样。
It is the same for the chosen people of God in the Old Testament.
神拣选他们是立他们在立国之上。
God chose them to anoint them, exalt them above all nations.
神把非常荣耀尊贵的地位给他们。
And God has given them a very glorious, honorable position.
但是他们经不起这些试探引诱。
Yet they fell amongst these temptations.
他们拜偶像。
And they worshipped the idols.
他们和外邦人这个通婚。
And they intermarry with the Gentiles.
结果以色列人的光景就直线下坠。
Therefore, the condition of the Israelites fell downward.
所以他们就 And
they turned the situation around. Now they're beneath the enemy.
Therefore,
we can read throughout Judges, all the enemies oppress the children of God. Not only the enemies oppress the children of God, even amongst God's people, we can see then the condition of their service and their ministry have utter confusion. Therefore, we can say the condition of the Israelites was extremely dark. According to the heart's desire of God, they ought to serve normally. Yet, during this time, we can see that service is extremely mixed.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你们熟悉这个四世纪的人都晓得。
Now, brothers and sisters, for those of you who are very familiar with Judges, you know.
到最后一段，当但支派的光景出现，你看那个光景多么的可怕。
You can see even at the end of the book, when the condition of the tribe of Dan appear, how terrible that condition is.
那侍奉主的利未人都变成了故宫了。
Now, even those who serve God, the Levites, they have become a higher servant.
偶像都搬到家里面了。
And they even brought their own idols into their own house.
弟兄姊妹，不仅这样。
Brothers and sisters, not only that.
他们属灵的生活。 我的道德上面也是非常的低落。
In their spiritual life, their morals, there was extremely low.
我们可以看见在四世纪里面，以色列人可以说是一个彻底的失败。
We can see in the book of Judges, the Israelites completely, utterly failed.
所以四世纪结尾的最后一句话就是以色列中没有王。
Therefore, these are the last words of the book of Judges. In those days, there is no king in Israel that each did according to what was right in their own eyes. Not only overall, this condition was confusion and darkness. We can see even in their personal walk with the Lord, it is confusion and darkness. No longer do they know the heart of God. And they do not know God. Therefore, they only do what is right in their own eyes.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他们爱做什么就做什么,
they do whatever pleases them.
他们完全失去了神对他选民所有的那个托付和目的。
They have completely lost the original purpose and the trust which God has given to his chosen race.
这个人任意而行,
now, this term, they each did according to what's right in their own eyes.
在今天属灵的经历上面来讲的话,
in the spiritual experience of today,
就说人的己啊, 不受控制,
that is to say, there is no self-control.
就是己爬头了,
that the self has come forth to rule.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我们都知道今天神建立教会呢, 是要把它建立成为基督的身体。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know when God is to establish the church today is to be the church, the body of Christ.
如果我们都个人任意而行的话呢,
now, each of us did whatever we want.
个人都以己为中心的话呢,
each of us are self-centered.
这个身体就散掉了,
then this body would diminish.
那神的心意就没办法成就了。
Then the heart of God will not be completed.
所以我们看见现在呢, 不是主在他们中间掌权,
therefore, we can see then in that condition the Lord is not reigning among them.
乃是仇敌在他们中间掌权,
but it is the enemy who reigns.
好, 我们知道撒旦就是要把人, 把他叫他跟神独立。
Now, we know the work of Satan is to make man independent of God.
所以在以色列百姓当中,
therefore, amongst the people of Israel,
他们的生活就是我怎么想就怎么做,
their livelihood was, I'll do whatever is on my mind.
我爱什么我就做什么,
I'll do whatever pleases me.
我决定怎样事情就怎样,
and whatever I decide, that's what I will do.
所以弟兄姊妹你会看见当以色列人 在这样一种情况里面的时候,
therefore, brothers and sisters, when you see the people of Israel in this condition,
神的托付还能托付在他们中间吗?
Can then God entrust them with his trust?
虽然经过漫长的年日,
even though through a very long period of time,
中间虽然也出现过一些的士师们,
and even though in that period there are some judges who have risen,
短暂时期的一点的恢复,
and they did some recovery work for a very short period of time, some work of revival.
没有办法能够使神的百姓整个光景有一个大的回转,
but brothers and sisters, they could not completely turn the condition of the people around.
但是我们要感谢神,
and but we thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们的神呢,
brothers and sisters, we know that our God,
他是一个积极的神,
he is a very active, proactive God.
啊, 虽然从外表的大体的情况上面来讲, 看起来好像是没有希望的,
even though overall the conditions seem very hopeless.
所以当我们读
Therefore, when we read 1 Samuel, indeed, we can see that God is working hiddenly to do a work of preparation.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里哈，我们要看见有一些很重要的一些原则，是今天我们需要在主跟前来学习。Now,
brothers and sisters, through this, we can see some very important principles we must learn of.
就是呢，神在这里要得罪一般忠心的人。That
is, God is to gain for himself a group of faithful people.
但是我们知道，忠心呢是需要经过考验。But
we realize that you must be tested in order to prove faithful.
啊，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦。
Now Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2,
他说神既然验中我们,
now since God has used us,
所以保罗知道一件事情, 经过了神的验,这个检验之后, 神可以托付给他。
Therefore we can see after God has tested us, then he can use us.
所以今天呢, 如果我们要在神的手中啊, 能够被神所用的话，一定要经过一个考验。Therefore,
brothers and sisters, we know if we're to be used in God's hands, we must first be tested.
我们知道所有以色列百姓都是神的选民。We
know that all of Israel are the chosen race of God.
但是选中不一定验中。But
even though you're called, you may not be chosen.
我们知道我们的神从来不偏待任何人。We
know that God is impartial. He shows no favoritism.
他会把机会量给所有的人。He
will give opportunities to all.
弟兄姊妹们，但是呢，他要看他所拣选这些人，在他所量的环境的里面。
But brothers and sisters, in the situation which God places us all in, he must measure us to see if we can go through the test. Now what is this condition, how God tests us? That is in the condition of our daily living.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活的环境就是神考验我们的环境。
Now brothers and sisters, in our daily living, that is how God will test us.
就是说你如果经不起生活环境的考验的话,
therefore, if we cannot go through the test of our daily living,
要做一个忠心的人也很困难,
then it would be very difficult for us to be one who is faithful.
所以今天神把我们摆在各式各样不同的环境里面是有神的心意的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, no matter what situation God places us in today, he has his will.
我记得很多年以前一位年长的姊妹, 说了一句非常宝贵的话。
I remember many years ago, an elderly sister said these very precious words.
这句话也是非常严厉的一句话。Now
these words are also very stern, very solemn.
她告诉我们说,
she told us,
环境不会败坏人。Now
the situation will not defile us, corrupt us.
环境只会显明人。
Now the condition will only manifest, reveal us.
哇，这实在是一个有经验的话语。
Now indeed, these are words of experience.
有很多时候我们以为说环境坏，所以呢把我们带坏了。
Many times we think because the condition is bad, it will corrupt us.
环境坏，为什么你会坏呢？
Now if the condition is bad, why will you be bad?
因为你里面有败坏的东西。
That's because you have corruption within.
环境只不过是把你的败坏显出来了。
Now this condition only manifests your corruption within.
如果你活在基督里，
if you live in Christ,
你有主的圣洁在里面，
and you have the holiness of the Lord within,
环境只会把你显成尊贵。
Then the condition, even though bad, will only manifest your honorability.
弟兄姊妹，今天主要得罪一般 经过考验的人。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the Lord is to gain a group of people who have gone through the test.
所以若有人能被神所验中, 那是宝贵的一件事。
Therefore, those who have been tested by God, that is precious.
当我们讲到撒母耳的时候,
and when we speak of Samuel,
当然我想我们首先必须讲到他的母亲。
We must first speak of his mother.
因为没有他的母亲就不可能有撒母耳。
Because without his mother, there cannot be Samuel.
没有哈拿,
without Hannah, without her experience before the Lord, then it cannot bring about such an individual that served the Lord as Samuel. Indeed, we thank God. Even in the dark and confused generation, there is this housewife. She gone through the test of her environment. And she was tested and chosen by God. And we know there are tens of thousands, millions of housewives in Israel. There are many people of Israel. There are the Levites. There are the priests.
但是在这么多人中间,
But amongst all these people, it was Hannah who was chosen. Hannah was a very common person.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神,
and we must thank God.
神专门用平凡人,
now God will always use those who are very ordinary.
我想我们大家都觉得我们自己很平凡,
now we know that we are very ordinary.
今天我们知道这世界上也有很多人自命不凡的。And
but some of us think we are extraordinary.
但是我们在主跟前我们都觉得我们平凡。But
in fact, we are all ordinary before the Lord.
因为平凡缘故我们觉得自己没有用。Now
because we are ordinary, we think that we're useless.
我们是觉得教会中那些弟兄姊妹是被主所用的。And
we think certain brothers and sisters are used by the Lord in the church.
像我这样的人神怎么会用我呢?
For someone just like me, how can God use me?
弟兄姊妹们,神要借着哈拿来激励我们。
But brothers and sisters, God will use Hannah to encourage us. Now Hannah was extremely ordinary. She is a very common housewife.
但是呢,在她家庭的生活里面,
but in her daily living as a housewife, she has gone through the test of God.
我们都知道她的这个丈夫非常的爱她的。
Now we know that her husband dearly loved her.
但是呢,很可惜她丈夫娶了两个妻子。
But her husband had two wives.
另外一个妻子呢,因为会生儿女。
Now because the other wife bore children.
那么她就常常的在这里来刺激这个哈拿。
Because of that, the other wife vexed Hannah.
但是,弟兄姊妹们,当我们读沙漠记上的时候,
But brothers and sisters, when we read 1 Samuel,
那里有一句话说,是耶和华不使她生育。
But when we read these words in 1 Samuel, it was the Lord God who caused Hannah to be barren.
所以这句话就说明了神在考验她。
Therefore, these words tell us it is God who tried her.
因为哈拿不能生育,
it is because Hannah was barren.
不是因为她身体有问题,
not because of her physical condition.
乃是神要考验她,
but it was God's test upon her.
神不使她生育,
that it was God who caused her to be barren.
当然哈拿那个时候完全不晓得这个原因。
Of course, Hannah did not know the reason.
因为作为一个以色列的妇人不能生产,
because as an Israelite woman, as one who is barren is extremely shameful.
再加上呢, 旁边有人刺, 天天刺激她,
and when others close to her would cause her shame.
虽然她的丈夫非常爱,
and even though her husband dearly loved her,
哎呀,我们能感觉到她的丈夫伊利加拿真是一个好丈夫,
and we can truly know that her husband Elkanah was a good husband.
不仅爱她,还很风趣呢,
but not only loved her, but was also very, has a sense of humor.
每一次去耶路撒冷这个献祭的时候,总把那个肉啊,
that he would always give the double portion of the meat each time they went up to Jerusalem to offer the sacrifice. But Hannah was also had a personality. And she was also very stubborn.
她先生在旁边就是这么怎么劝她,怎么给对她好,她还是就是哭泣。
No matter how her husband loved her and encouraged her, she was still sorrowful.
也不肯吃饭。
And she would not eat.
她的丈夫甚至说, Hey, 有我啊,
even to a point, Elkanah said, oh, you have me, that's better having than 10 sons.
哇,这个丈夫真是好啊,
this is a good husband.
但是呢,
but Hannah would not receive that encouragement.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
但是这个光景呢,
in this condition,
却催促了哈拿成为一个祷告的人,
had urged Hannah to be a woman of prayer.
哈拿每次心里愁苦就到神面前去祷告。
Therefore, each time she was sorrowful, she went to pray to God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and
sisters, 结果建立了哈拿一个非常刚强的祷告生活。
As a result, that established for Hannah a very strong prayer life.
我们晓得最后神听她的祷告。
And we know at the end, God heard her prayer.
结果呢, 她真的生下了撒母耳。
She gave birth to Samuel.
并且我们看见哈拿向着神的心愿,
and we can see the desire she had for God was extremely strong.
她许愿,
and she also had a vow, and she went to pay for that vow.
这个孩子才刚刚断奶没有多久,
even when Samuel was a very young child, just weaned, that she brought him to offer him to the tabernacle.
按照我们今天人的眼光来看,哈拿这个举动是一个疯狂的举动。
Now, according to our viewpoint today, that was very mad of Hannah to do that.
那个时候会幕那里一粒一粒的光景并不好。
Because because we can see in that condition with Eli at the tabernacle in a bad situation. Then her son will be in trouble.
但是你看, Hannah 也不顾这个环境怎样, 就是把儿子带去了。
Eli's sons was even more terrible, but Hannah did bring forth Samuel.
已经那么小,
and he was so young.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见 Hannah 在神的跟前, 这是不顾一切的摆上。
We can see how Hannah put forth her all without any withholding.
她这个平凡,
this ordinariness of Hannah.
因为呢, 她的
That is because in her daily living, there is a fellowship with God. Therefore, it brought forth this extraordinary result.
啊,
and this is truly by the grace of God. We are all ordinary.
但是如果我们的生活,
but it is in our daily living, we're united with God. It will bring forth an extraordinary result. That is the same with church history. We can see so many ordinary people used by God. At the very end, they became extraordinary. Brothers and sisters, it was because of such a prayer life of Hannah. As a result, it brought forth this great turning point for the Israelites. Each time when I read the story of Hannah, I will recall my mother.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我的母亲呢,
now, as for my mother, she was not very educated.
因为在她年轻的时候,那个中国的环境, 并不太好。
Because when she was young, the condition in China was not very good.
所以她顶多算是能够读到小学而已。
At the most, you can say she was educated in the elementary school level. And later on, she married my father. And he was a great general.
所以她就做了将军夫人。
Therefore, she became the wife of the general.
在她没有信主之前呢,
before she believed in the Lord.
哎呀, 我的母亲是很会过奢侈生活。
My mom lived a very luxurious life.
也会打牌,也会跳舞,这个很多事情都会。
She knows to do many of those things, like dancing and playing the cards, and many of those things.
但是很奇妙,后来呢,当主拯救她之后呢,
but very wonderfully, after the Lord saved her,
她就变得非常的爱主。
She became one who dearly loved the Lord.
但是她没有什么恩赐。
She did not have many gifts.
她也没有什么才干。
And not talented.
那她呢, 这个呢, 这个喜欢唱歌,
and she loved to sing.
哦,我母亲的声音非常好啊。
Now she sang very well.
哇,她的声音呢,非常洪亮。
Her voice was very strong.
在那个几千人的聚会里面就可以听见她的声音。
Even amongst thousands, you can hear her voice.
哎呀,她, 但是呢, 她因为没受过什么教育, 所以也不懂得歌唱的方法。
But of course, she was not educated. She did not know how to sing.
所以跟大家一起唱, 可以。
If you sang in a group, she can get by.
哎呀,如果她自己唱的荒腔走板,
but if she sang alone, then it was just way off.
但是呢,她非常喜欢唱。
But she loved to sing.
我常常听见她一个人唱诗歌的时候呢, 哎呀, 我甚至感觉她里面呢, 是那么的享受, 那么的释放和满足。
And many times when I hear her singing alone, you can just see the enjoyment and the fulfillment that she had.
那么还有一件重要的事情,
there was another important point.
就是她, 非常的喜欢祷告,
that is, she extremely loved to pray.
她在祷告上非常的忠心,
she was very faithful in her prayer.
早年在台湾她这个教会里面呢, 他们有一阵子安排这个所谓的这个守望祷告。
In the early days, they had made this arrangement in Taiwan for the time of prayer to be watchful in prayer.
所以呢, 他那个时候就参加了早晨10点钟的祷告,下午3点钟的祷告。
At that time, she attended two meetings, the prayer in the morning at 10 and the afternoon prayer at 3.
那么过了1年多之后呢, 那个祷告聚会就解散了。
After a year, then that prayer time was dissolved.
但是我母亲还是很忠心。
But my mother is still very faithful.
每天早晨除了清早起来晨更祷告之外,
besides her morning devotion time, when she got up to pray and read the Bible,
到了10点钟就祷告。
She would pray at 10 o'clock.
到了下午3点钟就祷告。
And at 3 o'clock, she would pray.
我母亲后来呢, 几乎呢, 没有, 生活中没有其他的乐趣。
It seems like for my mother, in her life, she had no other interest.
她也
不太看报纸，也不喜欢看电视。
Yeah, she did not read the newspaper and she does not like to watch television.
她到后来她这个整个的兴趣变得很简单，就是祷告。
It seems as in her later days, her interest was very simple, it's to pray.
结果你知道吗？她这个祷告呢，一直持续了三四十年。
You know, such a prayer life have lasted for over 30, 40 years.
后来呢，我常常想起她。 哎呀，我觉得这个是惊人的毅力啊！
And then I felt that she had such stamina to have such a prayer life for so long.
三四十年，每天四点钟就祷告，下午三点钟就祷告。For
so many decades, she would pray that way, 10 and at 3.
所以我常常进到她房间去的时候，我就看见她匍匐在地上。And
each time I would go into her room, I would see that she would be prostrate in her room praying.
她甚至有的时候出去玩的时候，她也时间到就祷告。And
even if she was outside enjoying herself, but when the time comes, she would pray.
我们记得有一次，我们带他们出去一个风景区去郊游。
I remember one time we were out on a scenic tour.
哎，过了一下，我就看到我母亲呢，就坐在那个椅子上。
And after a certain time, I saw my mother sitting in a chair.
她低着头在那。
She bowed her head.
我第一个感觉，哎呀，糟糕，她大概不舒服了吧。
And the first thought came to mind, oh no, she's not feeling well.
所以我就跑到面前就跟她讲，我说妈，你不舒服了。
And I went up to her and said, mother, are you okay?
她就在那里用一个眼睛这样看着我。
And she opened one eye to look at me.
她说，祷告的时间到了。
And she said, the prayer time has come.
弟兄姊妹，我站在那里。
Brothers and sisters, I stood there.
非常受感动。
I was very moved.
也叫我觉得非常的羞愧。
And also brought me to shame.
我是一个侍奉主的人,
I'm one who served the Lord.
但是我赶不上我母亲的祷告。
Yet I cannot even follow my mom's prayer life in that way.
她在祷告上真正的忠心呢。
Now, she was very faithful in her prayer.
虽然我的母亲没有祷告出一个撒母耳。
Now, even though my mom's prayers did not bring forth a Samuel.
但是呢，在西雅图早期的工作里面,
but in the early days of the work in Seattle,
她的祷告发挥了
I'm sure her prayer did bring forth a certain impact.
我们在最艰苦的时候,
even in our most difficult times,
我的母亲在主面前匍匐祷告。
Now my mother was prostrated in prayer to the Lord.
一直到她后来，她晚年身体非常的衰败。
Now even in her last days, when her body was extremely weak,
这个病呢折磨她的很厉害。
And she was under a great illness.
折磨到一个地步啊。
And it was so painful for her.
因为她有时候神志都不清楚。
And many times she was not conscious, not very clear-minded.
所以有一次我到那个nursing home去看她。
So when I went to the nursing home to visit her once,
我说妈，你祷告。
I said, Mom, it's prayer.
她说我不会祷告。
And she said, I do not know how to pray.
因为这个病呢折磨她。
Because of this illness that affected her.
我听着这个话非常伤心。
And when I heard these words, I was very sorrowful.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
但是当然我知道主纪念她。
But I know the Lord remembered her.
感谢主，三四十年从来不改变过。
We thank the Lord for 30, 40 years that did not change.
我的母亲是一个平凡的人。
My mother was a very ordinary person.
她根本没有任何的恩赐。
She was not gifted at all.
她也没有什么才干。
And she was not talented.
她没有受过多少的教育。
She was not educated.
但是她的祷告生活,
but in her prayer life,
弟兄姊妹很少人能赶得上。
Our brothers and sisters, few can attain to that.
今天,
today,
弟兄姊妹们, 在教会中需要主兴起这样的人。
In the church, the Lord needs to raise such individuals.
所以, 我们知道哈拿,
therefore, we know for Hannah
是在生活里面神考验她,
that God tested her in her daily living.
她被神验中,
and she was tried by God and used.
所以弟兄姊妹们,今天不要轻看我们生活中的遭遇。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not look lightly in our condition in which we live.
都是主在考验我们。
In these environments, God is trying us.
那么我们 不是需要经过什么学校，经过什么考试，弟兄姊妹，乃是生活上的点点滴滴就在考验我们。
Brothers and sisters, we do not need to go to school to get the tested that way, but in our daily living, God tries us.
今天神能不能得着一般忠心的人？
Will God be able to gain for himself a group of faithful people?
这一般人必须经被神所验中。
These people must be tried by God.
我们说忠心，不是说我们热这个热血沸腾的，我说我向主忠心就能忠心的。
When we say we're faithful to the Lord, we cannot say because of our own zeal and fervency, I will be faithful to God.
That's not
it. We must be tried by God.
感谢神,
we thank God.
那么这个家庭主妇,
this housewife,
被神验中,
she was tried by God.
那么从她产生了撒母耳,
and from her brought forth Samuel.
神就用了这么一对平凡的母子,
and God used such an ordinary mother and son.
To
overturn the dark days which the enemy has brought about for over
450 years.
Therefore, we must know the sovereignty of God.
I see
many places, many brethren who are discouraged.
我们常常说, 像我们这样的光景, 还有救吗?
Many times we say, in our condition, is there still any
hope? 很多时候我们就失望灰心了,
and many times we're dismayed and we're
discouraged.
And we feel there's no turning point for
this condition. But
we forget that our God is an almighty God.
只要在地上有一些人被他严重被他得罪的时候,
As long as there are those who are tried by God and gained by God, then that situation will be turned around.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, we do not trust in another. You and I can be a possibility. Many times we look to God to raise another, a great person, a great gift to revive the church. But in Samuel it tells us, God uses ordinary people to turn the situation around. And it tells us of all of us our possibilities. Therefore, in our daily living, we must take note. We must receive that trying from God. And may we be all tested and tried by God. Now, after Hannah brought forth Samuel,
我们知道那个时候，在以色列人的光景中，那个是一个。
We know that condition for the Israelites are extremely dreadful.
那个时候，不要说以色列百姓非常荒凉，连会幕里面的光景都是非常荒凉。
Not only was the people of Israel desolate, even for the tabernacle, it was desolate.
那个时候，会幕是一个神圣的地方。
At that time, the tabernacle is a holy place.
但是我们看见以利的两个儿子为非作歹。
Yeah, we can see the two sons of Eli did whatever they want.
哎呀。 把整个的情形带到一个可怕的情形里面
And they brought the situation in a very terrible condition.
到最后圣经告诉我们说呢
At the end the Bible tells us
神的言语稀少
That the words of God were few.
不常有默示
There was no open visions.
我们都知道神说话对神的百姓是多么重要的一件事
We know that the word of God to the people are extremely important.
如果今天神不说话我们就有祸了
If The Lord does not speak to us today, woe to us.
我们的神是借着说话行事的。
Because our Lord works according to His word.
他说有就有, 命立就立,
because whatever He says will come about.
神的言语就是能力,
because His word is command and power. His word, it is the abundant supply.
到了这个时候,在以色列百姓中的神不说话了,
Yet in these days, God did not speak.
神为什么不说话呢?
Why is it then God did not speak?
因为在以色列百姓中间呢, 没有一个耳朵可以听。
Because amongst the people of Israel, there was not one ear that would hear.
就好像你说我们要找人说话,
Just as we want to look for someone
没有人要听你讲话,
to speak with. Nobody wants to listen to us.
只好不讲了,
and so we keep silent.
对不对? 神到他的百姓中想讲话, 没有人愿意听, 没有一个耳朵可以听。
Is that right? God wants to go to His people to speak, but no one wants to listen.
所以, 神就开始训练这个撒母耳
Therefore God started to train the Samuel
弟兄姊妹们训练他什么训练他开始听神的话
Brothers and sisters What did God train Samuel in? In hearing the word of God
因为神要说话
Because God is the speaker
神必须找到听话的人
Therefore God must find listeners
没有交通的对象 你怎么交通呢?
If there's no one to have fellowship with How can God speak?
神就首先在这里开始建立撒母耳能成为一个听话的人
Therefore God established Samuel as one who listens
我们中文圣经呢翻译的很有意思
Now in the Chinese translation is translated very meaningful
这个撒母耳他后面就用个耳朵啊
Now in the Chinese character for Samuel it is written with this character of ear
因为的确这也是撒母耳最大的一个特色
And that is also an extreme outstanding characteristic of Samuel
他就是有个属灵的耳朵
That is he had a spiritual ear
所以 教会里面需要耳朵的是需要那个撒母耳
Therefore, for those we God needs hearers, we need Samuels with the ear.
所以我们看见那个时候他很幼小一个童子住在那个跟以利住在一起。
And we see as a child that Samuel lived with Eli.
我们都很清楚那个故事。
And we're very familiar with that story.
到了半夜。 神来呼喊这个童子撒母耳
In the middle of the night, God comes to call for this child Samuel. At the beginning, he did not know how to hear.
他呢,
He heard the voice of God, yet he thought it was the voice of Eli. So he ran to Eli.
知道不是他说的。And
Eli knew that he did not speak.
我们知道后来呢，以利到底是有点经验的。And
now we know at the end, Eli had some experiences.
因为以利是神的士师。
That's because he was the judge for God.
他曾经听见过神的声音。
Previously, he heard the voice of God. But now his life has grown dull. No longer can he hear the voice of God. But he has some experience. So he passed on this experience to Samuel. He knew the Lord God spoke.
就他就对这个撒母耳说,
so he said to Samuel,
他说,
now when you hear this voice again,
你要说主啊,
you say to the Lord, Lord, speak if thy servant hear it.
你看这个以利啊，很可怜呐，这个经验还有，但是已经没有实际了。
Now how sad it is for Eli. He had the experience, but no more. He had the experience, but he did not have the reality.
所以我们侍奉主的人也最怕这个。
And for those who serve the Lord, that is also very
frightening.
We only have our past experiences.
没有今天的经历。
We do not have the experience of today.
如果到了这样的光景,
if that is our condition,
弟兄姊妹们, 那是一个悲剧。
Brothers and sisters, that is very sad.
那么他把这个经验告诉撒母耳。
So he told of this experience to Samuel.
所以这是撒母耳所说的很有名的话。
And these are very famous words of Samuel.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
那么神就开始训练撒母耳听话。
Therefore, God started to train Samuel to hear.
他从很幼小的时候, 他就慢慢开始熟悉神的言语了。
Even as a child, he was being familiarized with the voice of God, the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，不仅神让他听话，
Not only did God train Samuel to listen,
神也要他忠心传递神的话语，
but also train Samuel to be a faithful channel for his word.
那个晚上，
On that night,
主耶稣神对耶和华神对着这个撒母耳讲的那段话是很可怕的一段话。
Now those words which God spoke to Samuel were very frightening.
哎呀,
because those were very harsh words of judgment upon the house of Eli.
所以到了天亮,
so when daybreak,
这个以利还不晓得以利跑去问沙漠说,
Eli went to Samuel and asked Samuel, what did God say to you?
沙漠怎么敢讲啊?
Now Samuel dared not say those words.
所以以利说,
but Eli said to Samuel, by the name of the Lord, tell me.
命令他讲,
Eli commanded Samuel to tell him.
我们晓得这也是神给他的训练,
and we realized that that's also a test which God gave Samuel.
让我们经得起考验,
that can he go through this test?
神怎样说, 他就怎样传递,
and that's how Samuel told Eli exactly what
God told him. 结果我们看见撒母耳啊，就一字不漏的就把神的话统统告诉以利。
Then we can see without missing a word, Samuel told exactly what God told him about Eli.
哇，告诉神要怎么审判你的家，你将来的后代怎样。
Samuel told Eli how God will judge his house and how his descendants will come about.
我们读那段话的时候，我们里面都觉得非常的这个恐惧啊。
Even when we read that description, we are afraid because it is a very solemn judgment.
弟兄姊妹们，神在训练撒母耳。
Brothers and sisters, God is training Samuel not only to be a hearer of the word,
准确传递神的话,
but to be an accurate deliverer of the word.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is not easy at all.
我记得有一个年长的姊妹,
I remember an elderly sister. She once had this experience.
那是几十年前的事情,
this is many decades ago.
在中国,
in China,
有一次呢，因为她蛮有恩赐啊，很能讲道，所以有时被请到一个地方去开特别聚会。
Now she was very gifted, she was very eloquent, so she was invited to preach.
那么在那里呢，有一个北欧的姊妹啊，是她在那里建立的一个聚会。
There was a meeting which was a sister from Northern Europe that established that meeting there.
那么她是被请去做客。
The sister was invited to be a guest there.
那么在头天讲完道,
the first day after she's finished speaking,
哇, 大家都非常得供应,
and everyone was supplies provided for.
所以这个西国宣传教士就跑来找我们的姊妹。
So there's this European missionary went to seek out the sister.
他说姊妹啊,
and said to the sister,
你有没有从神那里的话给我的?
Do you have any word from God for me?
我们姊妹说，我还没有祷告呢。
And sister said, I did not pray yet.
好，她就回去祷告。
So she went home to pray.
结果一祷告啊，
after she prayed,
神给她一句话，
the Lord gave her these words.
把她都吓到了。
And it frightened her.
哎呀，她也不敢讲。
She dared not repeat it.
第二天，
The second day.
姊妹很高兴欢喜的哎呀姊妹你有没有从主那来的话告诉我
That European sister again went to this sister and said, do you have any words from God for me?
哎呀那姊妹就很为难。
It was trouble the sister then.
不敢讲。
She dare not say it.
结果呢这个西国姊妹一直追着她就叫她讲。
But the European sister kept chasing after her to tell her to tell me.
追到最后没办法她说你真的要听啊。
At the end she gave in and said, do you really want to hear it?
他说是啊,主的话很好啊。
She said, yes, the word from the Lord is good.
他说好,那我告诉你吧。
Then, let me tell you then.
他说主的话说,
this is the word from the Lord.
你走遍陆地洋海,
you have gone through all this land and sea.
勾引一个人入教,
and you always take the, seduce others to come in to join you.
又叫他做地狱之子。
Yet, you bring them as a son of hell.
哇,这个西国子民一听见这个话, 脸色马上变。
When the European sister heard these words, her countenance changed.
当天晚上聚会的时候,
at that evening's meeting,
坐在那个前面啊, 她那个脚一直在磨地, 难过, 心里难过。
And her feet was always rubbing against the feet. She was just very saddened.
那我们这个姊妹呢, 讲这个话过的, 心里也是非常难过。
And for the sister to tell her these words, she also felt very bad.
但是这是主给的话。
But that's the word from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
后来他回去了,
later on she went back.
他回去之后呢, 这个西国的宣教士再也服侍不下去。
After she went back home, she can no longer serve.
他就把中国的工作结束, 他就回北欧, 回他自己家乡去。
Shut down the missionary work and she went back to Europe.
20年之后,
20 years later,
我们的姊妹在上海接到这个西国姊妹的一封信。
20 years later, this sister in Shanghai received a letter from this European sister.
然后信里面告诉他,
in that letter,
他说,
it wrote,
从你对我说那句话之后,
after you spoke those words to me,
他说我心里非常的痛苦,
I was extremely sorrowful in my heart.
非常的难过,
very sad.
他说呢, 开头的时候, 我里面也很气愤,
at the very beginning, I was very mad within.
他想一个姊妹怎么可以对我讲这么厉害的话语
I thought, how can that sister say such severe words to me?
他说我服侍不下去我就回到我的家乡
So I no longer can serve, so I went back home
心里非常痛苦
I'm very extremely sorrowful
他就常常在主面祷告
Always praying before the Lord
他说有一天主光照我
One day the Lord enlightened me
主让我看见
The Lord showed me
根本没有重生得救
The Lord showed me that I myself have not been saved
他说姊妹
And she said, sister,
我要谢谢你,
I must thank you
把主的话给了我,
that you gave me the word of the Lord.
现在我真正蒙恩得救,
and now I'm truly saved by grace.
所以我们的姊妹20年来想到那位姊妹心里也是非常难过直到最后接到这封信得安慰。
So the sister who told these words was also sad because of her words, but she was comforted by that letter.
哎呀,真的有时候为主传递话语是多么不容易的一件事情。
It is very difficult sometimes to be a channel to deliver God's word.
当然弟兄姊妹我们晓得像这样的事情是很特例是不多见的。
Of course brothers and sisters who also realize these are the exceptions not the norm.
就像撒母耳对以利所说的话这个也是不多见的。
Just as the words of Samuel to Eli, it is not very common.
我很年轻时候听见这个故事,
I heard that story when I was very young.
我的心里每次想到我里面都震惊。
And each time I think about it, I am startled.
我说主啊, 千万不要托付我说这些话。
I say, Lord, do not entrust me to speak such words.
感谢主啊, 主也怜悯我的软弱, 所以这么几十年来从来没有把这样的话给我。
I thank the Lord, he has mercy on my weakness. He has never entrusted me with such severe words to pass on.
但是我深深知道一件事情, 传递神的话也是多么不容易的一件事情。
But I do deeply realize to deliver God's word is not easy at all.
所以神训练他,
therefore God trained him
能够忠心地传递神的话语,
to faithfully deliver the word of God.
所以到后来撒母耳长大之后,
therefore, after Samuel grew,
我们晓得他现在听神的话, 听得越来越准确,
now we know then he hears the word of God very accurately.
他也传递得越来越准确,
he also delivers extremely accurately.
到最后神设立他做以色列家的先知,
at the end, God established him to be the prophet of Israel.
甚至告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us all the words that God spoke by him did not fall empty. Now, why did none of those words fall empty to the ground? Because all the words which he spoke are the word of God. Brothers and sisters, only the word of God will not fall empty. A man's words will always pass away. But now we see Samuel not only is a hearer of the word of God, but also an accurate deliverer of the word of God. Therefore, God said to Eli, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest. That he will do according to the word of the Lord. Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们看见 Samuel 所以能那样的被神用传递神的话语, 他是被验重的。
Now we can see that God tried Samuel, therefore he was able to use to deliver the word of God.
因为撒母耳这个服侍,
because of this ministry of Samuel,
约柜在基列耶林20年以色列的全家归向耶和华。
And that when the ark abode in Kiriath-Jearim for 20 years, the house of Israel turned toward God. It brought forth a great revival in the house of Israel. And the Bible also told us, once again, the glory of God returned to Israel.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是多么美好的一种光景。
How beautiful is this condition?
我们知道神是喜欢与他的百姓同住的。
Now we know God delights to dwell with his people.
若是神离开了他的百姓, 那都是不得已的。
Now if God was to leave his people, he could not but only do so.
我们看见以色列的百姓好像是那种不孝顺的儿女一样常常把神赶出去。
We see the children of Israel always like the bad children who are not filial toward their parents that forced God out.
现在感谢神,
but now we thank God.
因着撒母耳的服侍,
because of the ministry of Samuel,
以色列的全家转向耶和华,
the entire house of Israel turned toward the Lord God.
神的荣耀重新回到基督。
Once again, the glory of God returned.
弟兄姊妹们, 神回家了。
Brothers and sisters, the God has
神回家了。
Come home. He has returned home.
这是多么喜乐的一件事情。
And how joyful this is.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们知道以撒母耳所带进这个复兴,
and we know this revival which Samuel brought about,
在以色列历史上面,
in the history of Israel,
这是重大的一件事件,
this is a very important matter.
使整个以色列人的历史有个大的转折,
it turned the turning point of the history of Israel.
从祭司的职分到先知的职分, 现在开始转向君王的职分,
it just changed the era of the working of God from the judges to the kings.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得。 因着他的服侍所引进了大卫, 最后以色列国被建立起来。
We know because of the service of Samuel it brought forth King David and established the nation of Israel.
所以撒母耳被称作是一个忠心的祭司。
Therefore Samuel was called a faithful priest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在那个艰苦的岁月里面,
and in those difficult times and days,
神借着这一对平凡的母子,
through this ordinary mother and son,
那么给以色列百姓带来了一个荣耀的一个复兴。
It brought forth such a glorious revival in Israel.
所以,
therefore,
我们从这一段的历史和故事里面,
even from this history, this story,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道,
we know, brothers and sisters,
乐意用平凡的人,
God is willing to use those who are ordinary.
啊, 神也在我们平凡的生活里面来考验我们。
God also tries us in our ordinary lives.
所以一个人真正要被神用,
therefore, for one truly used by God,
不是说你多读一些书, 你多受一些什么训练就能被神用,
not that you read more books and that you go through more lessons, then you
你要经过生活的考验,
you must be tried in your daily living.
弟兄姊妹, 就是你天天的行事为人, 与人的相处, 跟家人的相处, 弟兄姊妹们, 在这些平凡的事物里面,
brothers and sisters, in these ordinary daily walk of ours, in our family, in our work, in our homes, we are tried by God.
当然今天我们的教会里面还有和弟兄姊妹相聚的生活还有侍奉的配搭,
of course in our church life as well, that we work together with brothers and sisters.
这一切都是神今天考验我们的环境,
all of this is the environment which God tries us.
所以我们必须被神验重,
therefore we must be tried and tested by God.
那么神才能托付下来,
then God can entrust us.
所以感谢主,
therefore we thank the Lord.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是神的一个希望,
that each one of us is a possibility before God.
所以我们盼望主借着这个撒母耳年间所发生的这一段的故事,
Therefore, may this history, the story of Samuel, become an encouragement for us today. Now we know through many days,
以色列人的光景呢, 从一些荣耀的光景逐渐又开始下落,
from a very glorious condition, the Israelites began to fall again.
经过列王的这些时代,
through the days of the kings,
同样是非常的混乱, 非常的黑暗,
there was also great confusion, great darkness.
以色列人一直都脱离不了那个拜偶像的习惯,
the Israelites could not get rid of that habit of idolatry.
所以到最后,
at the end,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们看见, 他们来到了旧约最后的一段历史,
we see the last part of the Old Testament history.
以色列人被掳,
the Israelites were in captivity.
这也是在以色列历史上面另一个非常混乱的时代,
this was also a very confused days of turmoil for the history of Israel.
从表面上看起来,
on the surface,
好像仇敌已经得胜,
it seems as if the enemy had the victory.
所以以色列人再一次陷在一个可怕的一种局面,
once again, the Israelites have fallen into a very dangerous position.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
就在这么一个混乱的一个情况里,
even in such days of confusion,
啊, 我们看见有许多爱神的人, 他们的心也破碎,
now we can see many who dearly love God, also their hearts are broken.
我们知道先知以西结是在被掳早期的一个先知,
we know the prophet Ezekiel was a prophet in the early days of captivity.
当他在加巴鲁的河边得到神的启示的时候,
and when he received the vision from God by the river,
那么神把他的心意一点一点的启示给,
then God revealed his visions to Ezekiel one by one.
那到后面最大的一个启示就是把圣殿把神的殿,
at the end, God gave him the great vision of the temple of God.
那么在那里当神讲到这个圣殿的建造的这个情况的时候,
when God shared with Ezekiel the building of this temple,
就在那个意象的里面,
even in that vision,
忽然出现了一小批的人,
there appeared a small group of people.
这好像什么呢? 好像神在那里做重大的事情的时候,
it seems as if God was doing a great work.
但是有一般少数的人摸着神的心呢,
but there was a small group of people that touched the heart of God.
在神的心里面占有一个非常重要的一个地位,
that they had a very weighty position in the heart of God.
所以他讲讲讲好像忍不住了,他就把这班人就讲出来了。
Therefore, as God is telling Ezekiel about this great vision, God changed, got off the topic and told about this group of people.
当我们读那么一段重要的一段启示的时候,
and when we read such an important vision,
好像那个时候讲到神的重要的心意,
it tells us of the great desire of God.
怎么会突然冒出来这么一批人呢?
Why did this small group of people come out?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
神的心不能忘记他们,
that's because in God's heart, he cannot forget about them.
提起来,
especially God mentions them.
那么这班人是谁呢?
And who is this group of people?
弟兄姊妹, 这班人呢, 就是, 杀都的子孙,
brothers and sisters, this group of people are the sons of Zadok.
很奇妙,圣经也没有记载他们的名字。
Now, very amazingly, the scriptures did not record their name.
只说他们是杀都的子孙。
It only records that they're the sons of Zadok.
那么这个杀都是谁呢?
Now, who is this Zadok?
弟兄姊妹们, 杀都的, 乃是大卫年间的一个祭司长。
Now, Zadok was a priest in the days of David.
后来呢,
later on, he became the high priest.
那么在撒母耳记下15章里面,
now, in 2 Samuel chapter 15,
讲到我们呢,给我们讲到撒都乃是看守约柜的一个祭司。
It tells us that Zadok was a priest that watched over the ark.
他的这个名字的意思就叫做公正公义。
Now, the name, his name Zadok means that he is very righteous and he is a very just.
我们晓得这是大卫年间的一个非常好的一个祭司。
Now we know he was an extremely good priest in the days of David.
在大卫的年间如果用祭司做代表的话,杀都就是个代表性的。
Now in the days of David, when you use the priesthood, you would represent the priesthood with Zadok.
感谢主,他是一个敬虔爱神的人。
We thank the Lord because he one was very pious to love the Lord.
他的敬虔呢,爱主呢,影响他的 后代。
Now, because of his own godliness, it influenced his descendants.
当以西结讲到撒都的子孙的时候
，And when Ezekiel spoke on the sons of Zadok,
这个时候大概是已经是经过了十一代。
It has gone through already about 11 generations.
这是撒都的十一代以后的子孙。
These are the sons of Zadok 11 generations later.
你在历代志上第六章里面可以看见。
And you can see in the Chronicles in chapter 6.
那这个时候呢，我们看见一。这些子孙们呢是没有记载名字。
And we can see then the sons were not recorded their names.
啊，所以这里又给我们看见神的一个神作为中间的一个特性。
Again, we can see this uniqueness of the work of God.
啊，我们前面讲的神用平凡人。
Before we share that God used ordinary people.
啊，这里呢神用无名的人。
And here God uses those who are unnamed.
哇，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，我们虽然有个名字，但是没有名，对不对？
Even though we have a name, we are those who are unnamed.
啊。神用无名的人。
God uses those who are unnamed.
啊，所以你不出名也不要紧，神可以用你。
And so, if you're ordinary and you're not famous, God can still use you.
今天很多侍奉主的人呢，一直想要出名。
Those who serve the Lord nowadays wants to become famous.
千方百计想出名。
With all their ways and methods, they want to be famous.
我们说昨天讲过，一个忠心的人呢，他应该是思念主的名，不是思念个人的名。
We shared last night that one who is faithful to the Lord is mindful of the name of the Lord, not his own name.
所以神在这样一个荒凉的时代里面，神就刻意特别用这般无名的人。
Therefore, even in these desolate times, God is intentionally using this group of people who are unnamed.
哎呀，一个基督徒啊。
For a Christian.
如果你的子孙两代三代都爱主，那已经算很不错了。
If your descendants to the second, third generation, they love the Lord, that is extremely good.
如果十代以后还爱主啊。
But even after 10 generations, they still love the Lord.
你看看撒都的见证，在家庭里面的见证是多么的刚强有力的。
You can see in the family of Zadok how strong the testimony is in the family.
十一代以后，他的子孙仍旧那样忠心在神的跟前。
11 generations later, they are still just as faithful before God.
啊，所以今天神把儿女给我们了。
Therefore, today God gives us children.
弟兄姊妹们，你要小心。
Brothers and sisters, we must be careful.
要好好的把他们带到主的跟前。
We must bring them up well before the
presence of the Lord. 希望我们的儿女们都很爱主，跟随主。
So that our children will love and follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们的子子孙孙都是跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, may our descendants, descendants will follow the Lord.
所以这一批撒都的子孙
，Therefore, the sons of Zadok.
那么在神的心中啊，你看。占有一个重要的地位。
You can see the weightiness of their position in the heart of God.
你们要知道，神的儿女成千上万。
Now, brothers and sisters, you must realize there are millions of God's children.
如果你的名能够进到神的心中，这是不得了的一件事情。
Now, if your name is on the heart of God, that is very great.
对不对啊？
Is that correct?
今天我们在教会中，有时候人多几百人的时候，我们谁的名字都记不住了。
Now, even in the congregation we worship in, there are hundreds of people. We cannot remember everybody's name.
那些能记住的总是比较熟的，对不对？
Now, of course, we remember those names of those who are more familiar with.
神的儿女更多。
Now, God has multitude of children.
但是在这里，撒都的子孙们呢，在神的心中。
Yet the sons of Zadok are on the heart of God.
那么他们做了什么事情呢
？Now what is it that they do?
圣经告诉我们，就在这个被掳的初期。
The Bible tells us even in the early days of captivity.
他说以色列人走迷了。
The Israelites went astray.
啊，这个字在希伯来原文里面呢。
Now this word in the original Hebrew.
它有很多意思，一个是迷糊了。
Now.There are many meanings of going astray. One is being confused.
啊，然后漂流，在漂流。
They are wavering. They are floating around.
也可以走错了。
And they have gone error astray.
还有一个是叫东倒西歪。
And that they are tossed back and forth.
所以你看见以色列人呢的光景呢，他们出现一片混乱的光景。
Therefore, you can see just this condition of confusion among Israel.
不仅以色列人走迷了。
Not only did the Israelites go astray.
这时候。说利未人也远离。
The Bible tells us even the Levites went astray, far from God.
他们也走迷了。
They also went astray.
这帮侍奉神的人。
Those who minister before God.
他们随从偶像。
They follow the idols.
主说你们要担自己的罪。
The Lord says they will bear their own iniquity.
他们本来是很尊贵、很荣耀的。
That they're very glorious and honorable.
现在呢，他们担负自己的羞耻。
But now they will bear their own shame.
神把他们贬低。
God has lowered them.
你看神没有把他们完全弃绝。
God did not cast them out.
那么。
这些人做什么呢? Now what do they do then?
只能做外面的一点表面的工作。
They can only do the work externally.
弟兄姊妹, 这是多么严肃的一个提醒。
Brothers and sisters, what a solemn reminder this is.
真正侍奉主的人,
Those who truly serve the Lord,
应该是能亲近神的人,
that they can draw near to God.
应该活在神的跟前的一般人,
they should live in the presence of God.
但是他们现在呢, 只能 被神用用,
but they can only be merely used by God for the small things.
我们知道历史历代都是这样，很多都是大体上神的儿女们走迷路，这个也是好像很平常的。Now
we can see that throughout the history, it seems like there are a great multitude of children of God who have gone astray, and that's very common.
这最可怕的是侍奉主的人也走迷路。But
what is frightening is those who serve the Lord will also go astray.
你看。
You can see
这个整个以色列人的光景已经落到一种多么荒凉可怕的情形。
This is the condition of the Israelites. How frightening this condition is.
但是撒都的子孙们,
But as for the sons of Zadok,
他们就在这样一种的情况里面,
It was under this condition.
圣经记载说他们看守圣所。
Now, the Bible tells us they kept watch over the holy place.
用今天的话讲,
In today's words, they are mindful of God's matters.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
他们把神的旨意,
they still put the will of God in the center. They still serve according to God's command.
所以呢,
Therefore,
那么神就特别的
God especially praises them.
神说,
God says, only they can draw near to me to serve me. That they can minister before me. That they can offer before me.
献上自由和血,
to offer me the blood and the fat. And they can enter into the holy place before the table of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
今天一个正常的侍奉,
this normal service today
应该是一个靠近神的,
ought to be one that is close to God.
不是仅仅做一点外面教会的事物而已,
it's not just to, for some menial task of the church.
最可怕的事情就是我们的侍奉中啊, 你一点对主的这个经历都没有,
what is frightening is we have no experience with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
那撒都的子孙们不是这样的,
that is not the case with the sons of Zadok.
所以他们在这样一个大荒凉的时代里面,
even in these days of desolation,
哎呀, 他们得着了上好的福分,
they have gained the better blessing.
他们不顾外面人的情况怎样,
regardless of the external condition,
他们不跟着群众的光景走,
they did not follow the condition of the majority.
他们只有一心持守主,
But with one heart, one desire, they held fast to what God has given them.
就像何淑文教师写的诗歌一样,
and this is just like Margaret Barber's song.
他说我们塞耳哑口闭眼的跟随主,
that we will follow the Lord regardless, and we will follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
对今天外面的事物根本不需要知道,
that we do not need to look at the circumstances or hear anything, just follow the Lord. We do not want to see or hear. We can only follow the Lord forward.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们如果在实际的混乱的情况中，你就知道这个是不容易的一件事情。
When we're in this situation, then we know this is not easy at all.
但是在这里有一般的人,
yet there's this group of people.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
他们能够不顾整个环境的 这个变动,
regardless of the change in the condition,
那么忠心地走在主的跟前,
they were faithful in the presence of God.
所以到后来我们看见神一个给他们很大的奖赏,
now later on we can see this great reward which God gives them.
啊, 在以西结书第48章里面,
in Ezekiel chapter 48,
当神把那个地开始划分的时候,
when God divided the land,
靠近这个圣殿的旁边有一些叫做圣供地,
Now, there is the land that was by the border of the temple. There is this holy land. It was this oblation that was given to the sons of Zadok.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道忠心到最后就是有奖赏的。
Now, we know those who are faithful to the end will receive the reward.
马太福音25章, 主说, 你这又忠心又善良又忠心的仆人。
In Matthew chapter 25, the Lord says that you are good and faithful servant.
忠心,
that you were faithful over a few things.
啊, 你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Now enter into the joy of your Lord.
现在我们看见撒都的子孙真是享受主人的快乐。
Now we can truly see the sons of Zadok are entering into the joy of the Lord.
神把他自己所有的那块地给了他们。
God has given them the land that belongs to God.
上好的福分。
That is the better blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 到了新约时代中,
Dear brothers and sisters, in the New Testament,
中间有很多的话激励我们。
There are many words of the apostles that encourage us.
是的,
that if you're faithful, you will suffer.
中心是要经过征战的,
that those who are faithful must go through warfare.
今天如果你真正持守主的见证, 持守主托付活在地上,
today, if you hold fast to the testimony of the Lord, to hold fast
to the Lord,
not only will you be attacked by the enemy,
就是周围许多的人可能也误解你,
even though many of those around you will misunderstand
啊,
you,
还有很多人批评论断你,
and others will criticize you.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
那么, 如果你能不顾这些事物,
if you're not mindful of those things,
能有为主受苦的心智,
that you have this will to suffer for the Lord,
能够忠心到底,
and you're faithful to the end.
啊, 我们知道到了主耶稣降临的时候,
and we know when the Lord returns,
千年的国度开始,
now we know of the millennium kingdom.
啊, 你能够在那个时候, 能够享受主人的快乐,
there you can enter into the joy of the Lord.
主可能会把更大的事托付给你,
the Lord will entrust even greater things to you.
所以今天我们感谢主,
therefore we thank the Lord today.
昨天我们也讲到,
we shared this yesterday.
神没有为难我们,
that the Lord does not wrong us.
神知道我们人很小,
he knows we're very small.
你其实也知道我们的能力有限,
and he knows we're very limited.
他并没有托付我们做大多大的事,
and he does not entrust great things to us.
所以我们也不需要一个很大的心智要做大事,
so we do not have to be very ambitious to do great things.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我年轻的时候,
brothers and sisters, when I was young,
因为我们中间有一些弟兄们呢, 他们这个心智很大,
there are some brethren amongst us, they were very ambitious.
整天在那里教导我们要打天下,
and they always teach us that you must gain the whole world.
哦, 所以呢, 我们被他们激动的这个里面也是, 这个很热血沸腾的,
and so we're very excited by them with all zeal and fervency.
所以年轻人糊里糊涂地跟着他们呢, 这个, 虽然我们没什么恩赐, 我们跟着他后面摇旗呐喊, 声音也很大,
and so when we're young, we don't have much gifts or talents, we just follow along with the banner and the slogan and we yell and shout.
等到侍奉的年日越来越多的时候呢,
but as we get older and we serve much,
我才发现我们根本不能做什么,
we discover, in fact, we cannot do anything.
我们这么微小的人,
we are so small, what can we do for God? How great things can you do?
弟兄姊妹, 因为我们人小, 所以我们一比较, 觉得好像有很多东西变得很大。
And so because we're so small, the things look so big to us.
如果你认识神的伟大,
but if we know the greatness
认识神的全能,
of God, and we know the might of God,
弟兄姊妹们, 你就知道,
then, brothers and sisters, we'll realize we cannot do anything for God.
所以神说,
therefore, God says, be faithful over the few things. I'm filled with thanksgiving to my Lord.
我1978年到了西雅图的时候,
when I was in Seattle in 1978, that was the beginning of the work there.
主在里面给我一句很清楚的话,
the Lord gave me very clear words within. God told me that if you are faithful over small things,
哇,
that is enough.
这句话进到我里面, 我多安息啊,
now you know how peaceful I was when these words entered into me.
本来我想我到了这里了,
I thought, oh, I'm here now.
重担啊,
I have a heavy burden.
要开荒啊,
oh, I have to start this from nothing.
怎么样的把这个福音怎样传出去?
Now, how must I preach the gospel?
怎么样把教会建立起来?
Oh, how must I build the church?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
哎, 主给我一句话说, 你在小事上忠心就可以了。
The Lord gave me these words, be faithful over a few things.
哦, 我说, 主啊, 感谢你, 多知道我的软弱啊。
I say, thank you, Lord. You know how weak I am.
根本知道我没有多少的恩赐,
and you know I have not much gifts.
啊, 所以后来呢, 我就在小事上忠心。
Later on, I was faithful over a few things.
啊, 今天啊,
and today, many are not, they do not welcome the word of God.
神说你要小事上忠心,
and when we say you have to be faithful over a few things, they say, oh, you look down upon me. Brothers and sisters, you don't know how compassionate God is in his measurement. So if we're faithful in God's measure to us today, then that is enough. Yes, at the beginning of our meeting, it is very difficult in the early days.
2年多人都没有增加,
2 years, and the congregation is the same.
几十个人在那, 后来我想,
哎呀，主说了这个话，我大概这一辈子恐怕能有七八十个人呢，在一起这么聚一聚，聚到主再来，大概就满足了。And
after several years, I see a few dozen people, and I say, "Oh, the Lord gave me these words to be faithful of a few. Even with that congregation, I should be satisfied until the Lord returns."
所以到后来，我没有发现，没想到主的工作远超过我的想象。
Yeah, but later on, as I discovered, the Lord's work is much greater than I can imagine.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不管聚会有多好的人。
So, brothers and sisters, regardless of the number, the command of the Lord within is still very clear to be faithful over a few things.
如果今天呢,我能挑得起50斤,
now, if today I can bear 50 kilos,
主说我只给你10斤,挑你个多轻省呢?
And then if the Lord says, I only give you 10, how light that is.
我能挑50斤,我就非要去挑100斤不可,那你就是
If I can bear 50 kilos, yet I'm looking for 100 kilos to bear, then we're asking for it.
所以我昨天讲了嘛，你看神给这一个摩西的这个托付。
So we shared last night this commitment which God has given to Moses.
就是外面的这个物质上来讲，那没有多大，就是那个小小的一个帐幕。
Physically speaking, this tent is not too great; it's just a small tent.
摩西就学习在小事上忠心。
Yet Moses was learning to be faithful.
每一个点，每一件事情，每一条线，都照着神的意思。
Each aspect, each point, each stitch. He was faithful according to the pattern which God showed him.
弟兄姊妹们，主没有把很多大事情托付给我们。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't think God entrusted great things to us.
主把小事托付给我们，要感谢他。
Well, we thank Him for entrusting the small.
所以，如果我们能在这些事情上忠心，
Now we are faithful over these small things.
到主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
主就会说什么？
What will the Lord say?
又善良又忠心的仆人。
A good and faithful servant.
你有福啊！
Blessed are you.
啊，你在。 不多的事上，在小事上这样忠心，
because you have been faithful over a few things.
进来享受你主人的快乐。
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们晓得圣经的预言告诉我们，
we know in the parables of the Bible,
在主回来的日子之前，
in the prophecy before the Lord returns,
这个地上将要经历最黑暗的一段时期。
This land will encounter extremely dark days.
教会在地上可能会碰见空前的混乱。
The church will encounter confusion like never before.
我想今天呢，稍微有属灵感觉的已经感觉到了。
I think those who are very spiritually sensitive will know it.
在侍奉上，在敬拜上，甚至在诗歌的运用上，都是空前的混乱。
In service and worship, even in the songs which we sing, there are utmost confusion.
所以在这个时候，
therefore, in these times,
愿我们都能够成为被验中的人。
May we be those who are tried.
能够忠心地持守主的托付，活在主跟前。That
we can faithfully hold fast to the trust which He has entrusted us.
我们不需要管到外面的环境怎样的改变。Regardless
of how the conditions change around us.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是主所量给我们的一个最好的一个机会。Brothers
and sisters, this is also the best chance which the Lord has measured upon us.
盼望因为我们能够学习在小的事情上面的忠心。May
it be that because we have learned well to be faithful over a few things.
那一天能够得着他的奖赏。On
that day, we can receive His reward.
所以这一次呢,
therefore this time,
我自己里面有一点点的负担和弟兄姊妹共同的勉励。
Personally, I have this burden to encourage one another.
因为我们不知道我们将来前面要遇见什么样的情况。
Because we do not know what we will face ahead of us.
但是我们也不需要 去在乎这些。
But we do not need to be mindful of those things.
我们只求主让我们做一个忠心的人。
May the Lord help us to be a faithful person.
特别的今天, 这个乱世，这个教会继续混乱的时候，
especially in these days of turmoil when there's so much confusion in the church,
让我们能像哈拿、像撒母耳一样，
that we would be just as Hannah and Samuel,
让我们能像撒都的子孙们一样，
that we would be like the sons of Zadok.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
但愿在那一天，
may it be on that day,
主来的时候，
when the Lord returns,
好，我们都能够欢欢喜喜地迎接他的再来，
that we can welcome His returning with joy.
我们实在求主 能够使用这一点点的交通，
May the Lord use such words,
在弟兄姊妹里面产生一些的激励，
that we will produce encouragement in the hearts of brothers and sisters.
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在承认我们是一般软弱的人。
Lord, indeed we confess we're a group of weak people.
我们在侍奉上实在是
In our service, we are not faithful enough.
但是我们感谢你的怜悯我们。
But we thank Thee, Thou art merciful.
因为你仍旧把机会量给我们。
Because You still give us the chances.
在你没有回来之前，
Before Thy return,
主啊，这都是我们的机会。
Lord, these are all our opportunities.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹
May each brother and sister
回到我们的生活里
When in our daily living
我们能够经得起你的考验
That we can be able to be tested by your tried
让我们在我们这个平凡的生活里
That even in our ordinary lives
能够被主验中
That we can be tried by you
如同哈拿被主验中一样
Just as Hannah was tried
如同撒母耳被主验中一样
Just as Samuel was tried
主啊我们感谢你
Lord we thank thee
你是与我们同在的
Yes you are with us
并且在每一件事上你会加添给我们力量
And you will add strength to us in everything
让我们学习来信托信靠你
May we learn to trust in you
以至于我们在你面前
So that
在小事上能成为忠心的人
We can be one who is faithful over a few things
求你纪念你自己的教会
Lord remember thy church
纪念你自己在地上的工作
Remember thy work on earth
主啊今天我们似乎面临到一个非常混乱的局面
Lord today we are encountering days of great confusion
求主让我们能像撒都的子孙一样
Lord may it be that we can be as the sons of Zadok
能够守得住你给我们的托付
That we can hold fast to what you have entrusted to us
能够忠心地活在你的跟前
That we can faithfully live in thy presence
主啊愿我们的眼目能够定睛那将要临到这世界的荣耀
Lord may we fix our eyes upon the glory which is to come
好叫我们能够竭力地往前
So that we can strive diligently forward
主我们也深信你的能力能保全我们
And Lord, we're convinced that your strength can keep us.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
We thank thee for thy presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.